Hey, yo, good evening, viewers of YouTube. My name is Tyler of Chico Crypto, and welcome to the channel that prides itself on bringing you the crypto drama, which is more interesting than that of your baby mama. Well, let's get all emotional in this biatch because it's time for Chico Crypto. Oh baby, the drama is heating up in the crypto space, and the two crypto powerhouses who are duking it out center stage are my arch nemesis, CZ Binance, and Craig Wright. What happened? Well, if you didn't hear the news yesterday, Binance has decided to delist Craig Wright's project, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. This is basically a death blow to Craig Wright and BSV, and the price of the coin plummeted yesterday once the news broke. Well, before we discuss this any further, how did this all come about and what happened to trigger CZ? Craig has been claiming for years now that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. His claims have been debunked many times by many different sources, researchers, news outlets, WikiLeaks, and the overall crypto community consensus is Craig Wright is not Satoshi. This hasn't made Craig very happy at all, and Craig's buddy and Bitcoin SV proponent Calvin Ayer tweeted on his behalf on March 29th. The tweet said, Craig has started filing lawsuits against those falsely denying he is Satoshi. They can all have a day in court to prove their fake case, but the judge will rule that Craig invented Bitcoin because he did, and he can prove it. On that same day, CoinGeek, which is a media outlet owned by Calvin Ayer, put out an article explaining that attorneys for Wright have served legal papers to the individual behind the Twitter account at HODLNOT. This is an anonymous account characterized by a cat in a spacesuit. The legal papers warned that Craig has enough evidence of HODLNOT's targeted campaign to harass and libel Wright with highly defamatory and abusive tweets. Now, HODLNOT did say some things out of line on Twitter, calling Wright a sad and pathetic scammer, and clearly mentally ill, which could be considered defamation. But HODLNOT's opinion was that Craig has been fraudulently trying to prove he is Satoshi. Here is where things get a bit crazy. In the CoinGeek article, they put a bounty on HODLNOT, offering a $5,000 reward for any information regarding the account holder's true identity. And they actually post pictures of the account holder with their tattoos showing to give the bounty hunters a lead. No face images because they don't know who he is. This led to Bitcoin Satoshi Vision fans going on a witch hunt for the person behind the account, doxing him and eventually finding out his home address. Well, the crypto community rallied behind HODLNOT. Bitcoin Magazine put out this collage image of HODLNOT's picture, with thousands of pictures of users throughout crypto Twitter, and included the message, "An attack against one is an attack against all. Hashtag we are all HODLNOT." Eventually, HODLNOT deleted all the tweets sent to Craig, then eventually deleted their whole account after the CoinGeek article was put out. Then many crypto Twitter users began to change their own profile pictures and usernames to signal support for HODLNOT. The hashtag HODLNOT started trending and it took crypto Twitter by storm. This led to CZ Binance retweeting the Bitcoin Magazine post with the words, "Craig Wright is not Satoshi. Any more of this shit and we delist." This was basically a warning to Craig. If he kept this up, he was going to take action on his exchange. Then right after CZ's retweet, the Binance butt sniffer Anthony Pompliano posts this. "Every exchange should delist BSV simultaneously on May 1st in a sign of solidarity behind the only Bitcoin that has ever mattered. The community is the responsibility of the people. Sometimes we must do the hard thing, not because it is easy, but because it is right. Hashtag delist BSV." This caused Calvin to respond, saying, "How stupid is this? They want to delist the original Bitcoin BSV because they don't like to hear the truth about Craig inventing Bitcoin? Censorship does not change facts." Well, the crypto community then rallied behind HODLNOT once more, announcing a crowdfunding campaign to help defend him in court. Within a few days, the crowdfund has reached 140% of its $20,000 goal, with over $28,000 raised. This crowdfund and community support most likely didn't please Craig, because on the same day, another criticizer, Peter McCormack, was served legal papers from Wright's attorneys. Peter even posted the documents on Twitter for the world to see and stated that he absolutely rejects their requirements. Well, with another lawsuit from Craig, this meant he was not going to stop. So this brings us back to CZ and his threat. This was more shit, so CZ stuck to his word and announced the delisting of Bitcoin SV, and trading will cease on April 22nd. So what do you think the consequences were? Well, birds of a feather, they do flock together, and other exchanges took notice. Kraken Exchange put out a poll asking whether their exchange should delist the coin. And as of yesterday, it had over 76% support for yes. Then Shapeshift announced they would be delisting within 48 hours. Now, the consequences for Craig Wright and Bitcoin SV may be more delistings from other exchanges in the future, but nobody is talking about what the consequences will be for CZ and Binance. Craig Wright is going to target CZ, and he is going to go after him full throttle. Things CZ has wanted to keep hidden are going to come to the surface, like where is CZ located? Is he in Malta at Binance headquarters? Or are the rumors true? Is he still hiding in China where he is protected from extradition? I mean, to take someone to court, you first have to figure out where they are in the world so you can sue them. This is probably the greatest thing to ever happen to crypto. Because of this, Pandora's box is going to be opened. And we're going to find out some things about CZ and Binance that he has meant to keep a secret. Ego got the best of him, and he might have made the biggest mistake of all. Now, I'm not supporting Craig by no means. I don't think he is Satoshi at all. But CZ is just as evil as Craig Wright. I mean, CZ has been doing the same thing Craig is trying to do. Use lawyers to silence people from getting the word out. You guys remember my BlockNet video, where I exposed CZ and Binance using their position of power to conduct opposition research against BlockNet. Well, after that video was released, CZ and Binance sent legal letters to BlockNet demanding they force me to take down the video, or they reserve all of their rights under applicable law and may take or request further action to limit the damages from the breach. Luckily, BlockNet told me to leave it up, and they said I can show you the evidence of Binance using lawyers to try to bully them into silence. Sorry, CZ and Binance, this is no different than what Craig is trying to do, and you're not going to get away with looking like some saint. Chico Crypto knows what you guys are doing, and now so does everyone who watched this video. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.